yourself an offer request line from Liberty Island.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Tolman?
We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Ghostbusters Radio Live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ghostbusters Radio Live. Hold on. Let's let Bobby Brown do his thing. Yes, Have Some Podcast is here live with you on a Wednesday night, not our normal slot.
Hey, we're early, too. I think this is like a...
It's the first.
Yeah. We're catching people while they're still working.
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah.
But, Evil Dead's coming out tomorrow night. None of us are going to fucking podcast during that. I saw Stephen King raving about the new Evil Dead movie on Twitter today.
Still? He's been talking about the Evil Dead for 38 fucking years. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Somebody at work said, I was talking about when we went to the... Hi, everybody. When we went to the Bruce Campbell screening and I was talking about it, and somebody at work was like, hey, I feel really dumb asking this, but what's Evil Dead? And I had to explain it.
Imagine being an adult and just finding out about Evil Dead. Like, that's a ride that person's going on.
They're going on a ride.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Craig Goldberg. You're tuning into the YHS podcast YouTube channel for a little Ghostbusters talk. This is our third episode of Ghostbusters Radio Live. Feeling pretty good about it so far. We appreciate you guys being here with us live. If you are with us live, if you're watching it after the fact, hit the like button. Help us spread the word because we are just getting started as we ramp up to Ghostbusters Firehouse, the long-awaited sequel. Oh, that was the last time, but still a long-awaited sequel. But I feel like we're finally over that hump of the long wait.
This is the real Ghostbusters 2.
This is the real Ghostbusters 2. Yeah. We're finally getting it. Let me introduce my co-hosts. You know him from so much, but mostly from YHS Podcast. He's a tattoo artist. Okay.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just trying.
We get to do whatever we want because this is a toy anxiety.
Listen, there could be new people. There could be new people tuning in who go, who's this guy, Jacob? Jacob, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Hey, hi. I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad we're not doing that fucking Mandalorian show right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit glad.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. Hey, me too.
You too.
You know what? Here, I'm going to do an impression of Grogu. Yes. Yes.
I think abandoning the Midnight Mando after show or whatever the fuck we called it was a great morale booster for Yes House.
Mm-hmm. We knew early on it was not looking good. We were like, oh, should we jump off this ship real quick, or are we gonna
or do you just add negativity into the whole void of
are we gonna Titanic
saying?
This thing all the way down, or should we bail? Man. And we bailed
much like the
we
Titanic.
Did not play the string set on the Titanic.
No, but we did show up
at
the dock. The Titanic just arrived. Only Ghostbusters references tonight. Hey, you know there's a guy on Etsy who sells tiny little pieces of the Ghostbusters 2 Titanic maquette? Like he's...
What?
Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
No.
I'll load it up and I'll share it with you guys here in a second. But Jacob, before I move on to Abby, how are you? How's your week going?
It's good. I think I've decided I'm taking off work tomorrow, so therefore, it's great.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sit around and work on things that aren't work.
Perfect.
Nice. It's going
to
be so
good to have a day off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your tan and Evil Dead and
Evil Dead. Yeah. It's all, hey, should I? I'm just going to watch all four of the other Evil Dead movies tomorrow. Is there four? Yeah. There's four.
Well, I blew somebody's mind at work, but this guy at work was like, oh, he was like, Craig, is the new Evil Dead in the same universe as the remake from a couple years ago? And I said, by couple, you mean 10? And he was like, 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ten so years. Very exciting stuff. Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. I'm super pumped to be talking about Ghostbusters.
Fuck yeah. Ghostbusters rules.
Yeah, it does. Ghostbusters 2 rules. And having the space to talk about things is fantastic.
It's great.
It's just us doing our thing.
Just us. It's just YHS podcast. Yeah.
Just you and me here.
Delivered in a different way. It's like a stuffed crust pizza. It's still a pizza. Just a little extra cheese in the crust. That didn't work. No. Hey, this thing I was talking about earlier, this Titanic thing, look. So on Etsy,
show me. I want to see what you're talking about.
I confirmed. I think somebody told me about this recently. Can you guys see this?
Oh, wait, this is supposed to be a piece of the real miniature.
Yeah. Yeah.
So somebody bought the miniature and cut. Is this is not real. Right?
Hold on. I talked to somebody recently who showed it. I think it was Tom Henry. It was somebody who said, no, this is real. Is it worth $64 is the real question.
I have a lot of questions. Are we trusting Tom on this one?
I can trust Tom.
I know Tom's a good autograph guy, but I don't know if I... Usually when you see these kind of things, because there's a... If you get on eBay right now, there's this for everything. There's like...
Right.
You know, people do this for everything. And it's mostly just fake to get people to spend money.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with Davey. Why would somebody cut it up? Like, are right. I don't know. This is sketchy to me. If it's real, it's sketchy that it's been cut up. And
yeah,
I don't know. Fuck this. I don't like it. I don't like the smell of this one.
Yeah. Unless you get a piece with a little heart.
What else is he selling? What else is he selling?
Pictures. Pieces of the real Titanic. I'm just kidding. Pieces
that's what I'm thinking this is like based off of. Like that's I guess the
that's also the a, not a great looking display.
Sections of production used Slimer. What is this?
Yeah.
Wait, is that
the Pete Mosen
from the Pete Mosen, because that was in an auction a while back.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it was in a trillion pieces. So
weird
maybe.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Ghostbusters collectibles tonight. So I think, listen, I would want a piece of the real. I mean, Jake, I don't own that many screen used like props, but one of the only things I own was one of the first times we ever hung out. Jacob, you were so kind to bring us. God, we're really selling it,
aren't we?
We're selling this.
Yeah.
Should I go grab it so I can show it off without talking about it?
I mean, if you want to just show random pieces of rubble.
You're right. Jacob brought us pieces of the Evil Dead cabin.
Yeah. Let's get them.
You went on a pilgrimage.
Let's sell them now.
We should go back.
Yeah, I would 100% do that. I'm not selling.
Our friendship
is way too important.
Thank you. Craig would be, I think that kind of trip would be one of the, you have to do a little off-roading and walking through the woods and. But that was a fun little trip. I had fun on that. I would 100% go back to that to the cabin.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Same. I love doing a little breaking and entering. So it would be nice to go to an area.
You do like that.
I love it.
You like
it's
that
a thrill.
Lot. I was looking for this. We never talked about this, and I think we need to. Speaking of weird stuff found on Etsy and eBay, here it is. Okay, so this was brought to our attention last week. You'll know what it is when I show you guys. So this was found on eBay, confirmed to be real. Check this out, everybody. So this is a signed piece of paper.
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Ghostbusters 2 actor Kurt Fuller that somebody got through the mail. It was up for $5. Shipping included on eBay. I want everybody to pay attention to the image they used.
it's like the main image almost.
Well, no, it's the YHS.
Yeah.
It's the thumbnail.
I know what it is. It's the thumbnail from the video from the interview that we did with Kurt Fuller about the pasta. Yes.
I know. By the way, if you haven't seen it.
Go find out about that pasta. I think it's still boiling.
Why? So I have so many questions about this. Why was it $5? Why is it printed on a regular piece of paper? Why did they use YHS? Who did this? And so I'm so confused about all of this.
I have a feeling what happened is somebody searched Ghostbusters 2 Kurt Fuller And this is one of the images that came up, and they probably go, oh yes, have some. That's from Ghostbusters. Like, this is just a big old Ghostbusters thing. So anyways, there's no way this, well, there's like, no what? Way that this statement is true. Massive Marquez, that Kurt there's Fuller no was way. In Cambridge today with Gil Keenan.
Let me consult my,
hey, you know Instagram. What? Stranger yeah. things have happened. I mean, listen, Kurt Fuller's he's a former guest on YHS podcast. Look, the proof's right in front of us. Anyways, $5. Hey. Yeah.
Just let you know, if you Google Ghostbusters 2 Kurt Fuller,
yeah,
that definitely pops up.
It pops up.
There it is right there.
Hey. Nice.
I'll say this. This was not purchased by us. I think AJ bought it before I could.
He definitely did for $5.
So there you go. Very fun stuff. So let's go ahead and say hi to the chat, because there are people hanging out with us live here. On this,
yeah, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate it. So Davey is here, Massive Marquez, Stephen Lawrence, Lawrence Duane, Skylar Davis, that guy, G Soulcraft, JB is here, Tony Taylor, Jack Hensley in the house, Toy Geekosaurus. I already said Lawrence Duane's name, but I love Lawrence, he's a great guy, so we'll just highlight him again,
yeah.
Tsukuyomi is here. Lots of people hanging out. We appreciate it, guys. We're going to do some Q&A a little bit later. And we are sourcing that from the YHS Patreon Discord. So every week we'll take 3 or 4 questions from the Discord, and we'll answer them to the best of our ability. Give our opinions. So if you want to get on that, patreon.com/yeshavesome, $5 a month gets you into all the bonus content. We appreciate the support. Having said all that, this Kurt Fuller rumor that's started in the chat's got my brain going, but we got other things we got to get to tonight. We can't just speculate about Firehouse all the day long, even though we want to. There just really hasn't been that much news. So I don't know if you guys heard, there's a new Proton pack. Did anybody see anything about this? The new Spirit pack.
Out of nowhere.
It did kind of come out of nowhere.
It just showed up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just showed up available. But then they sent AJ one,
right?
Which, you guys know me. What do you think, Jake, knowing me for the last 8 years, what do you think my first reaction was?
Where's mine?
Going to the Spirit website to see if ours was on the way, or if you were getting one as well.
Getting on Spirit's Facebook.
Yeah. I accidentally tweeted Spirit Airlines. It was a real mix up on my end.
They shut down a lot of flights after they got that email.
I said, at Where's Spirit, where the fuck is my Proton pack? This is ridiculous. I've been a customer for a long time. And then the airlines was like, what? I was like, oh, wrong Spirit. although I could see Spirit Airlines.
Same level.
Losing a Proton pack. Yeah.
Dude, they're going to. Dude, they should partner up and do like special, like, you know,
it
like.
It might be the same company, Craig.
Oh, my God.
You know that? Remember during the pandemic in Australia, like people were flying, they were doing
leisure flights
to nowhere just because people wanted to get out of the house. So you could just like take off, circle Australia for a couple hours and land. They should do that, but it's Spirit, like a Spirit Halloween in the sky.
The store is like on the plane. You get on the plane, you can buy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You get 10% off.
Chucky and Tiffany are there.
Chucky and Tiffany are the pilot.
That's where I want to go when I die. With the great big Spirit Halloween in the sky.
That's so funny.
Where it's always October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, well, normally they take over abandoned, you know, stores and stuff like that. And a Spirit plane is basically an abandoned store. So, okay. So there's a new Proton pack. Thankfully, they did send one to AJ, so he was he took a bunch of close up pictures. So let's take a look here. What do you say?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay. So now this is a scaled up version of the original Spirit Pack. It's a lot more. It's $250 bucks. So supposedly it's 1-to-1 scale, so more accurate. Let me roundtable this for a second, Jacob.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the kind of, if I feel like this is what like fans have wanted for a really long time. Let's like taking the HasLab out of the equation, cause that's like a one-off special thing. I feel like this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's probably the closest you're going to get for a smaller amount of money. It's still just like a step above a Spirit Pack, but it is, it looks better. You know what I mean? Like Spirit Packs don't look great because they're, the proportions are weird.
Right.
This does look better. Cheaper price. Yeah, sure. This is cool. I mean, I'm not buying one, but sure.
No, but we would like Spirit Airlines to send us one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if Spirit Airlines wants to send us one, then I'll, you know, put my tray table up and, but yeah, but yeah, it's the kind of thing where, you know, for Halloween, the Proton Pack's the, someone who's not like going to build their own pack.
Right.
The Proton Pack is the most important part of the costume.
Sure.
And it just has always looked weird with a grown adult wearing a Spirit Pack. You know, they're weird. The wand's tiny and it's like a little baby toy that you're wearing. And this, regular people wouldn't know the difference.
No, you know what I mean? Barely.
I'd wear this in the parade at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abby, what do you think of this?
Like I just said, I'd wear this in the parade at Dragon Con, and I might because. Yeah, it's almost like 10 years now that we've done the parade and it can be a hike. So this is a great option. And it did kind of come out of nowhere. And it's just something that we as a community have always wanted to have the, you know, the wand and the pack and have it be the real size. I like wearing the real size pack too. So that is important to me.
I feel like if you threw a real ribbon, because this the ribbon cable's not great, but if you put a real GB1 or GB2 cable on here with like a couple, you know, maybe do some weathering. Like, I think it would look pretty good.
Yeah. Talk to a Fincher. Yeah, talk to Hal Clay.
Get rid of that ugly speaker. I think the speaker is the worst part. Like, I don't understand why they wouldn't have changed that up. Because it doesn't need that. It doesn't need a bunch of holes drilled right in the fucking. Right. It looks like the cyclotron is. I don't know for sure because I don't have a pack in front of me. But it looks like maybe the cyclotron is still a little.
Yeah.
Off?
I mean, look, I'm just now looking at some of the knobs, like the little plastic, like.
Yeah.
Yellow? Like, yeah, that's yeah, not. I mean,
well, that little nipular looking thing. But it's, I mean.
Hold on.
It's a nipular? Switch, hon. It's a switch, hon.
Is nipular a word?
It is now.
Nipular. Yeah,
that's probably nipular. Another word for that.
Listen, I know that, you know, on the message boards and the Facebook groups, people are going to yell and scream about why this is great and why this is not great. But listen, it's a Ghostbusters product. It's officially licensed. It's, is, you know, good, a better scale than the original pack. It's great. There White Rose Ghostbusters says, I've worn my recently upgraded pack for almost a year now and people hardly notice the size. They're just astonished by the details. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like we are not, we're not gatekeepy around here. Well, we are, but just not about this. We don't care about props. We like them and we love having props and stuff, but it's just like, everyone just be happy. Be happy, but don't. I think what ends up happening is, you know, what I was seeing yesterday is like people immediately start like, once they acquire the thing, they start attacking other people like haphazardly. Like, I bet you're mad that you spent $400 on a HasLab pack when you get this. It's just like, what? No one's mad.
Yeah,
about
get your thing and stay out of other different. People's business. Yeah. Yeah,
this is very different from a HasLab pack. A HasLab pack is very different from a hand built pack. You know, it's all they're all different.
To each their own.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you, AJ, for taking a bunch of detailed photos here. Congratulations on receiving one. I guess when you're a soulless shill with no integrity, you get free stuff.
Living in the Matrix.
I want one. You know, plug me into the Matrix, man. I'll take one. But anyways, I think these are available now on the Spirit website.
Yep.
They're $250,
right?
$250. So, you know, that's pretty pricey. That's not a that's an investment. That's not. If I'm buying something for $250, I have to think about it and go, is this something I need?
Yeah, that's symbolic of your commitment.
That's a hot franchise. Toy.
That's one hot toy.
Hot toy. That's X plus.
Speaking of Nippular hot toys, I need those Batman Forever hot toys.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the Sideshow website today just scrolling Batman stuff. It was great.
That Robin looks great.
So nothing more on this. We could look at the website, but yeah, it's all good. Check it out though. But I think the biggest thing was that it did come out of nowhere, like, which I kind of like better, right? They just announced it was available.
It was funny because the announcement came out and I think you sent a message in our chat about it and was like, whoa, look at this thing. And then AJ's like, oh yeah, I think they're sending me one. Literally the next day, AJ had it. And it was like, oh.
It was the same day. This all happened
yesterday. Was it the same day?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Time is but an illusion.
Mm-hmm. It is. Okay. Before we stop talking about this, there's something I have to... This was funny. So it comes with some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody see that? You got the pack. Some nice photography there. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, look. Comes with gloves.
Okay. Hey.
And three random ass patches. I like, but yeah.
Yeah, you can start your own franchise. Be a franchise of one. That's cool. I respect that. Yeah. And the gloves, great. You don't have to go source them.
Yeah.
And you never wear them anyway. They're to be like thrown over the belt casually.
Look at this guy.
Or you know what? You can wear them.
Look at this guy.
Look at this guy.
All right.
Okay.
There's a video. All right. We get it.
We know what it does.
We know what it does.
Seen it before.
Anyways, that's what's happening in the Proton Pack front. Hey, Jake, have you... I just want to be transparent. Since I built my... Okay, built. Since I took my Hasbro pack out of the box and put it on the stand, I haven't touched it one time.
I didn't even put batteries in mine.
We're like the worst.
I mean, what am I going to do with it? Well, like, look, we've talked about... I know we've been talking about it for a long time, but I think we had a lead on maybe some shells for putting up a more accurate pack together this year.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think the Hasbro pack is really cool and I love it, but to me it's just a display piece. It's not something I'm gonna wear. I have a slime blower. I'm gonna wear the slime blower. You know what I mean? And whenever we do get other packs, I'll wear that, but I'm not gonna wear the Hasbro pack out. That's just it's a toy. It's a display piece. So
it's an at-home treasure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't even put an Alice frame on it. Like maybe I will at some point, but I was like, I'm not spending another $50 to put it. I'm not going to wear this thing. So.
Right. There's a couple people asking some questions. We're going to do some Firehouse talk in a few. So we'll save that. But Jay, I'm in the same boat, man. I mine's on display. It looks great in the toy room. Every now and then I'll flick it on and watch the lights and go, yeah, look at that thing. And then
I was like, I gotta buy batteries. All right. And then I didn't.
I still haven't bought that 9-volt battery from like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Been chasing that one hard.
Well, I don't like that they only had a 4-pack. Like nobody has ever needed 4 9-volts. You need one.
We do. We'll eventually need the other three.
Yeah. Battery talk. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so listen, there's this auction coming up that I thought would be fun to talk about because there's some screen use Ghostbuster stuff in the auction. And I don't think it's pieces of the Titanic or Kurt Fuller autographs, but I think it's good stuff.
Or Kurt Fuller. It's just Kurt Fuller.
They're auctioning off Kurt Fuller. Hey, Abby. You referenced I don't remember. What was the pasta?
He was making pasta like while he was on the phone with us. So he had to keep if you've ever made pasta, you have to check it while it's boiling. So
sure.
He had
he
to check.
He kept checking his pasta. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how.
And that is the story of the pasta.
The only way that any kind of celebrity will do an interview with us is that they're like, as long as I don't have to stop what I'm doing in my normal day. I need to, you know, can I call the phone while I'm driving somewhere, making pasta, waiting at the DMV, something along those lines. That's where we do our interviews. So, so let's talk about this auction real quick. Okay. So right here. So this is it's called the Julian's auction, Hollywood classic and contemporary. We've done this before where we've gone through, auction items and talked about it. So up for bid is a screen worn Spangler suit from Ghostbusters 2. Check this out.
What are they, what were they starting to bid at on this thing? Well, has it got like one of those estimated, these things always have estimated.
Yeah. Starting at
5,000.
Starting at 5.
Expecting 20 to 30.
Hey, Jacob, what do you, let's, you know, if we're going to have a Ghostbusters podcast, we got to get really deep and nerdy. What are your opinions of the Ghostbusters 2 khaki suit?
I like it. I want one. I've been wanting to put together, a better suit, but I like the lines that you can see in it. You know what I mean? Like,
the fabric lines.
I think that looks really cool. It gives it, it's not always super visible, and it's barely visible in the movie most of the time, but it just kind of gives it a little more dimension.
Structure.
I like it. Khaki's not my, you know, like, I have moved on from the khaki. Like, I get a little, like, it's classic, you know, but I like the darker color suits a little better. So,
No, I get it. One thing I think that you miss out a lot in just like costuming for Ghostbusters are the brass zippers, because they really pop, you know, like those golden brass zippers. You don't really get that on the, you know, the shit you pick up at the Army Navy store.
Right. You gotta get those expensive ones. They're like,
yeah,
you can buy them. You can buy them, but they're just as much as that spirit pack you just showed. Yeah. They're literally like $250.
It's getting more expensive to be a fan.
How come Spirit Halloween can't include one of those? Why? We don't want the dumb gloves. We want one of these nice Ghostbusters 2 flight suits.
We want a shiny zipper.
Abby, what do you think of the Ghostbusters 2 name patch versus the first movie? So the first movie, you've got the more...
Is it wider?
It's not wider, but the lettering is more like
it's a different font.
It's a different font.
Yeah.
And it's more rounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always liked the GB2.
Yeah, I love the GB2 look. And I think this looks like a really nice piece. Like the condition it's in, like you were saying, the zippers. It's uniquely different and better than most of the products you see for costumes or whatever. And of course the fact that it was Harold's is really cool. I want to bid on that, and I want to wear it.
Yeah, let's do it. If we can
wear it to bed.
If we get $50,000 in super chats, we'll put a portion of that. We'll at least bid $5,000 on this.
Yeah. Let's pool our money together.
We'll bid the opening bid.
We'll start this thing off. Just going through some of the pictures here. This stuff always goes for way more than you would think, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's Spangler. It's gonna go for a lot.
Who was it? Adam Marish? A couple years ago, he bought the Stance suit from GB2. Yep. I don't want to give out his business, but I'm pretty sure he paid like $15,000. He talked about it publicly. Trust me. Anyways. Okay, so this is one of the items. Very cool. And then there's something else here, which is very cool. These are Ghostbusters it. 2, ILM, Slimer, and Scolari Brother.
Oh, those maquettes. Are so cool.
And it's with DVD. You get a DVD copy of Ghostbusters 2.
DVD.
I think we could put a starting bid in for $1,000 between the three of us.
Well, how big are these?
Yeah, let's find that out. So you got the Scolari. These are really cool. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look this up. There's already 4 bids. So people are already into this. Yeah, this it's going for more than six.
Yeah.
All right, let me read this, everybody. A group of original plaster maquettes of Slimer and the Scolari Brothers, painted gray. Mark Siegel's name. Okay, here the bottom. Slimer is 7 inches, so they're small. They're 5, 6, 7 inches. Let's look at some of these close-ups. Jacob, I know this is the kind of stuff. I feel like this is what you like more than anything.
Yeah, I like that Slimer a lot. Little maquettes, you know. And I mean, I wonder if this is a... Does it say who sculpted these? Who these are by?
Well, it says Mark Siegel. Okay. ILM sculptor Mark Siegel.
Gotcha.
1088. Yeah, I love this too. The thing about this Slimer, I mean, I know that's the GB2 Slimer, but it looks different.
That doesn't really look like the Scolari brothers either. That's because these are just like, these aren't molds off of anything they actually use. It's a maquette. So that means it's like, this was something they made to reference making the full size probably. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to look exactly like what they like. That looks kind of nothing like, him. So yeah, these are, you know, probably just like a sketch. It's basically like a sketch, but in clay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. First pass with clay.
I love the way Slimer's holding his hand there. Like he's like, I'm bad. I'm being kind of bad.
I love it.
Yeah. So yeah, this stuff's really cool. Good luck to whoever's out there bidding. You can see the bottom of the cats right here. Yeah. You know, I don't know how we could probably talk about it a little bit when.
Hold on. I was
what?
Davey. That's frowned upon, but I'll buy one from you.
Yeah. Include me on the run.
Yeah, we'll have to inspect one of those recasted molds just to make sure it doesn't get into the wrong hands. So Jake.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on his
name.
Yeah, I'm blanking on his name, but I want to be respectful. Tim Lawrence. That's his name.
Yeah, Tim Lawrence.
Yeah. Yep.
Tim Lawrence, who unfortunately passed away. Did he do well? I know he did costume stuff. He did sculpting.
He was, I'm pretty sure he was in the costume for one of the Scolari brothers.
Yeah.
And he did, he did work on both of them and the Slimer. I think he worked on all of those effects.
Right.
The Statue of Liberty, maybe, and Stay Puffed in the first film. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
that's why I was asking, because the Slimer specifically looked like one of his sculptures that I've seen before. So I had wondered if maybe it was his.
I talked to Tom Henry today. You know, they're doing signings with Jim Fye, who was the other Scolari brother. Mm-hmm. He also played the Ghost Jogger. Mm-hmm. And I think he might have been the Statue of Liberty as well. I think we're going to have him come on one week and join us for GB Radio Live. I think it'd be fun. He's got a lot of good stories about Ghostbusters too. And Abby, you got the shirt on.
Yeah, I do.
So let's fucking do it.
Yeah. This is original too.
I just love, like, I wish, as much as I'm excited about Firehouse, like, I just wish they were making Ghostbusters 2. You know?
Just that exact movie.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Well,
I would be happy. Yeah.
We were talking about it kind of recently. There's all these YouTube channels where people watch movies for the first time. And normally that's not my kind of thing, but there's these two dudes and they were watching Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2 for the first time. And it was kind of special to watch it. And you know, they're younger dudes, probably their early 20s or something like that.
And to you could tell it was, those kind of videos tend to be fake seeming to me, or not quite genuine, or, you know, well, a lot of reaction videos are like that. You know, they upplay their reactions, but those people specifically, I think you had sent a clip or something. And then I was like, oh, hold on. And I ended up watching both of their, they got three Ghostbuster videos. We should say who they are if we knew, but I can't remember.
I think I can find them.
They're genuine, right?
Yeah. And they had done the original Ghostbusters 2. And it was funny because they were like skeptical of watching it, because they were like, oh, you hear it's the greatest thing ever, so it probably isn't. And then they enjoyed it and then did part 2. And then they did Afterlife when Afterlife came out, and they're like getting all emotional and shit. And I was just like, hey, this is awesome. Like, they, you know, it was cool to see somebody's perspective that have never seen the movie before.
Right.
Yeah. That you can relate to like that. Yeah.
I think I even said to you, Craig, I was like, we should try to get these guys on the show just to talk.
Yeah. I think they're called Nice Dude Movie Night. I think that's who it was. I think it's these guys. I think I'm not going to play their video, but Jake, I'll share. I just want to give them the right credit because, you know, we're talking them up, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's these guys. Let's see. I think it's these two guys, right? I think it's them because they do a whole Ghostbusters.
It
was great. But this was a long-winded way to get to when the Statue of Liberty scene happens. Like, one of them looks at the other guy and goes, "This is so fucking weird." Like, he's like, they don't do movies like this anymore. And I've never really sat back and thought about it. But if it's 2022 or 2023 and you're watching Ghostbusters 2 for the first time and you're seeing the Statue of Liberty walk down the street, you'd be like, "What? This? Why did they even do this? This is absolutely insane." Like, it's such a imaginative thing. And I think the thing is, when Ghostbusters 2 first came out, critics were hard on it. Because they're just trying to repeat Stay Puft and everything. But like, I think it's really unique. And it's really cool that Ghostbusters 2 over time has, like, you know, people who I've always loved it. Like, it's the best Ghostbusters movie. We know that. But I think people have come around to it over the years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It crept up for me quickly as my favorite. Like, I found myself watching it more than the original for just. Yeah, for the ridiculousness of it and that
there's heart in it too. And like, Ivan talked about it a lot, Abby. Like, he would always go out of his way to be like, "I really thought Bill's appearance.
Performance.
His stuff with Sigourney.
His stuff with Sigourney was really good with Oscar and everything. So yeah. If you're watching this, we don't need to recommend Ghostbusters 2, but go watch it. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's a question. So we're going to get to some Firehouse Chat. We'll do some Q&A, and then we'll wrap up at about the hour mark. Jacob, when's the last time you bought a Ghostbusters thing? Has it been a while?
Oh, no, because I've been buying real Ghostbusters toys. So I guess it hasn't been that long.
Right?
Yeah. We'll get to some Q&A. Later, some people were asking some thoughts on some toys and action figures. But all right, let's talk about Firehouse. There's really not a whole lot. All quiet on the Western Front, but I think we should at least acknowledge this came out this week, and it's probably there's not a whole lot to it. It was reported in The Sun, which, if you don't know what The Sun is, it's like the UK
tabloid,
but it's even like it's more questionable than like National Enquirer and stuff, but basically the report was that they've been doing some underground filming, like at a subway or an underground train kind of thing, and that some of the crew was reporting of
confirmed
it might be haunted sightings. Down there.
One person made a joke and they ran with it.
They're like, "That's a report."
That's
it's pretty dumb. But then part of the report said that Bill Murray was heading to London. And it was interesting. People seem to have really strong reactions to Bill possibly being in this movie, either being like, "Yes, that's great." And then some people are like, "No, we don't need it." And then some people are like, I saw somebody on GB Fans was like, "Oh, Bill has such an icy relationship with this franchise." And I was like,
Does he?
Yeah.
Because I don't see it that way at all. Abby, what do you think?
I don't either.
Yeah, no, I don't see an icy relationship. I remember what I saw unfolding on the red carpet before at the premiere, and I saw Bill Murray hugging Jason Reitman's mom and like being a huge part of the family and getting in the photos. And you could say that's just for show, but Bill Murray doesn't do stuff like if he doesn't want to. And he legitimately seems like close, and like there's a bond, I think, and there's like that, I guess, acknowledgement of Harold Ramis's passing and like it being like something that moved them all to come back together almost to a story. So I don't think that he's in on icy terms.
I mean,
he's got his own personal shit that goes on sometimes that I wish didn't happen. But I don't think that affects him being in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like, I've said this so many times, but Bill Murray's been in every Ghostbusters movie that's existed. He's 4 for 4 And also, he's got a
and the game. He's in the game
and the video game.
Like, yeah. What makes you think he's not going to be there?
I think it's like all the years of hearsay, and then also like we have our interview. When we interviewed Jason, which you can find in the archives, we interviewed Jason Reitman. He talked about how Bill and Gil text their friends, like Gil Kanan directed
that movie, City of Ember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen that. I need to see that. So yeah, of course Bill Murray is going to be in this movie or in some shape. You know, like I know some people they're just like, oh, he got canceled. Bill, he didn't. You know,
I don't think he did. Yeah,
I don't think he did.
I think he was in a Marvel movie right after that.
Yeah, and also, by the looks of it, he's doing fine compared to other things going on with that fucking movie. Yeah, I don't know. I fully expect. I don't want to talk too much about like hearsay and rumor, but I don't think it's. I don't think it's a stretch to think that Bill Murray will be involved in some way. I want him there. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, you know, if Bill Murray's not in there, it's not a Ghostbusters movie. I don't necessarily think that, but if Bill Murray is acting and he's here with us and there's a Ghostbusters movie,
yeah,
I want him in it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, yes, I would 100%. I'd eat that up. So yeah.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
So this is kind of on topic. I saved it. Somebody left us a really long comment on the YHS Instagram pertaining to Bill Murray.
Okay.
Figured I'd read it, generate some content. Abby, can you go ahead and
pull? Is this a sad comment or is it?
I only read the first paragraph. I was like, you know what? I'm going to.
Long ones are.
All right. Usually. Let me sit back for this one.
Can you plug the social media?
Sad. Yeah, absolutely. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Facebook. Search for Yes Have Some Podcast. Our group on Facebook is called Group Therapy. So Yes Have Some Podcast Group Therapy. It's a closed group. And we would love for you to join it so you can talk more about Ghostbusters Afterlife. The next movie as it's coming out. And it's great. Just it's a closed group, like I already mentioned. And we have a Patreon and all that wonderful stuff. You can follow us on at YHS Podcast on Instagram. And then we have a private Patreon for YHS Podcast members.
Thank you.
Patreon members. Yeah, it's great.
It is
all sorts of neat stuff.
So this there's a lot of stuff. So this comment, here we go. So I've been I posted a picture, this poster that's behind me, this Ghostbuster poster. I posted a picture of it the other day. This is the comment. So this is from Patrick Gerard 178. He says, I've been having this debate with somebody for years. A newspaper article referred to Peter Venkman as the leader of the Ghostbusters, and it still irks me because I see him as the opposite of their leader. Like, if you went through the Ghostbusters chain of command, I'd probably put Peter at 7 or 8. Which I want to explore that.
That's funny because there's 4 of them. Is he putting Slimer ahead of Venkman?
Slimer, Janine, Lewis Tully.
Yeah.
Keep going. Literally, nothing was.
Tina's more important.
He says nothing was his idea except billing people. Well, that's important when you have a business. Let's see. Don't get me wrong. The dude has charm. Although him bringing prescription tranquilizers on a date in the first movie should be a red flag. Venkman's cool. I thought calling him the leader was an unforgivable misreading. And the person I was talking to was like, he seems like the leader to me. He put that in quotes. Seems like the leader to me. I'm almost done here. I'm like, first of all, they're essentially anarchists. They don't believe universities generate results. Okay, then it gets really lots of Ghostbusters stuff.
Listen,
there you go. It's a good topic.
Well, but here's the thing. There's not a leader. It's not this. They're not the Ninja Turtles. I think
Peter Venkman leads. Elon does machines.
The four of them are friends. They're running a business together. It never once feels to me like there's a leader, but I think where that comes from, that person saying, well, he seems like a leader to me. That's because Egon and Ray are weird, like science nerds who don't know how to like socialize properly. And Peter Venkman is like a con man. You know, he's really likable. He talks to everybody. So he does the talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he knows how to social engineer things.
That is what people hear that and they're like, oh, he must be the leader. It's not that he's the leader. He's just doing the talking so Egon can be weird behind the scenes. Yeah, he's the communicator. Right. It's just like...
I get it, yeah.
Nothing about their relationship in the first movie makes me feel like one of them is above another in command.
Right. I think it's kind of mixing real life and movie life, where it's like Bill Murray is a leading man and he was like the most popular comedic actor.
Ryan
singing from- is that feedback for Greg talking? Does it make you the lead? Thank you, Ryan. Everybody go watch Gotham City tonight, which will be streaming in about an hour and 15 minutes over there on the Gotham City Tonight YouTube channel. Lots happening in the world of DC. Ryan is gonna take y'all to Batman Church, which I would go.
Gotham City Cathedral.
There you go. So yeah, nobody's the leader, right? Like the Ghostbusters like have very identifiable personality characteristics. Like
we're all in this together, underdog type.
Right. Yeah. And it's always been Egon's the brains, Ray's the heart. You know, Peter was the mouth, and what was Winston? Don't fuck this up.
Sex appeal.
Oh, can you believe we're referencing Ghostbusters 3?
It's also it's a fact. Yeah.
God, I love that. That was good. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So, tell your friend who thinks Peter Venkman's the leader that he's wrong. And though we said so, we're the authority on this.
Yeah, I think
on
we
this
are.
Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are. Well, listen, guys, before we wind down, we're going to do this every other week, no matter what. And obviously, once stuff really starts ramping up and there's more news and trailers and everything else, we're going to be covering it. You're going to get sick of it. But I thought it'd be fun to do a little bit of Q&A. I got some questions from the Discord. If you guys want to get onto this in future iterations, I'm going to post a thing in the Ghostbusters channel on Discord, which is Patreon exclusive. If you want to be part of that Discord, you do have to be part of the YHS Patreon. And we'll source questions from our most dedicated supporters. Okay? Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Sounds fun.
All right. I've got three questions, and then maybe we'll take one from the chat. So give us a good one, guys. None of this... You know, no bullshit.
None of these questions like the Bruce Campbell Q&A. What's your favorite part?
Can I get a high five?
No, the answer is no. God. Okay, so let's see here. I've got our first question here. I thought I did. Hold on. There it is. All right, so this is from our good friend Boars. If you could be an action figure... This isn't really Ghostbusters, but we'll go with it. If you could be a Ghostbusters action figure, what accessories would you come with, and would it come in plastic packaging? Okay. All right, Boris.
All right.
Abigail, you want to
start I'd probably have windowless packaging. I would probably have my cat right here, Jean, as a companion ghost. She's been on my lap this whole time. I can imagine that being part of my setup. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think what other things. Maybe like a little tiny bottle of hairspray. It's one of my accessories. That's not. Yeah. Nail polish. Yeah. Maybe a book.
Tobin Spirit Guide.
Yeah.
Bring it back to Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Maybe my new spirit pack.
What are you going to say, Jake?
This is a weird question. Is this specifically if you were a Ghostbusters toy or just if you're a toy in general?
Let's just go toy.
That's what I was thinking.
Toy in general. Let's not box ourselves into.
I want to come with a whole DTOF full of toys.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like miniature.
I would come with maybe a TV and a VCR and a tiny little VHS tape.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
I'd come with a little tiny lighter that you just automatically lose as soon as you took it out of package.
Just like every lighter
ever known to man. Yeah.
Okay. I think I would come with my phone. The phone. This is the most important thing in my life. This phone.
This is boring. These are all boring answers to this question.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Boris, you're a dentist. Let's get to the tooth of the matter next week.
Would you have that little Mr. Sucky thing that sucks the spit out?
Don't call it that, please.
Yeah, well, that's what they called it at
my
dentist.
With the Mr.
Sucky thing is not what I want to hear my dentist say. Are you ready for Mr.
Here comes Mr. Sucky. Yeah, that's wow.
All right, next question.
That's what I
that was
heard.
A bad one. What a way to start. Okay. Yeah,
that was a Bruce Campbell question. Sorry, Boris.
Jason Grahosky, would you rather own a movie prop or be in a movie with no lines? What is your next Ghostbusters Grail item? So let's make this Ghostbusters. Would you rather have a screen used prop for the movie or be like in a scene but not saying anything?
I'd rather be in a scene.
Yeah, I want to be in it. I want to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want the prop. Yeah. I want to. Can I get both?
I mean, if you put any of us on set, we're taking something.
We're getting both.
we're taking something.
I'm taking a fork off the table in the dinner scene of Ghostbusters.
A folding chair.
The fork, tablecloth, dragging Pete Mosin out of the restaurant. You're coming with me.
I think it'd be fun to be in it.
Put Pete Mosin in a detox. What is our next Holy Grail Ghostbusters item? That's a good question. I might have to put some thought into that one.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're going to use the words Holy Grail, we all already have so many of the toys. It's going to have to be something production used or screen used or something like that. But I don't have anything specific in mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I've fortunately gotten to
Ghost. Hey, Ghost Course sent me my Holy Grail 6 months ago.
You know what? That's I need to add Dan Aykroyd to my Holy Grail.
Dan Aykroyd's autograph.
Dan experience.
That's what it is. Adding Dan Aykroyd's autograph to that poster.
No, adding Dan's Aykroyd to it.
That's I don't even know what the yeah.
Dan Android.
Well, now we're never going to talk to him.
I would like to get Dan on the show. Can that be a Holy Grail? Yeah.
That's a Holy Grail. We've wanted to do, you know, unfortunately we never were able to get Ivan. You know, that sucks.
Yeah. We had interactions,
but we got to meet him and stuff. But yeah, I don't know, man. I would love to have Dan Aykroyd on the show sometime. Maybe we'll do it. So I think I had one more. I don't have the screenshot, but Jason in the Discord asked, this is just kind of a fun question. Which of the real Ghostbusters suits is your favorite?
I like the purple and pink that Janine wears.
What is that? Did you make that up?
Oh wait, what are we talking about? We're talking about figures?
No.
Toys. Just... Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about
No, that's fine. Toys Abby's like Power Pack Janine. No, just
string
the,
Janine.
Just the regular old real Ghostbusters. Here, I'll get an image to in case anybody needs a refresher.
I always like the ones that looked least like the movie, you know what I mean? Like, isn't Ray's is khaki, right? Like, Ray's is khaki, and so he's out. But Egon's is blue. I think I always liked either Winston's or Peter's from the cartoon. Because they're different. Like that green and brown on Peter's, like that's a good color combination, I think.
Yeah,
I've always liked
Ray's is khaki and khaki. That's so funny.
Yeah,
I think Winston. I've always liked Winston's.
Yeah, Winston's is good.
It's like a lightish, you know, bluish gray with the cool accents. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, Egon always. I've always wanted to do some version of that. Look into a costume.
So we got a couple more minutes. We could do a couple questions from the chat. Somebody earlier, I don't remember who it was, so I apologize, but somebody asked if we thought that James A. Caster could possibly be playing Oscar in this movie.
Sure, maybe.
Sure, it's possible. The age lines up. They'll have to make Oscar British, which there is a way. I've talked about it already on the show. We all know that Oscar's dad left for a big job in Europe. Maybe after the events of Ghostbusters 2, Dana's like, we got to get Oscar out of here.
She lost custody of her kid because of Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yeah. There's someone got like an iPhone video of Oscar being taken by Janos.
Floating over the
boat. Listen.
With like Peter in the window kind of waving at him.
So listen, you know how in after the events of Ghostbusters, they're heroes, but then everybody sues them. Same thing probably happens in GB2.
Right.
The state goes after a Dana says an unfit mother and hires Lewis Tully to go after. He's like, I'm sorry, Dana, I needed the work. And like Lewis Tully gets Oscar sent to Europe.
Now that's a movie.
That's
what people want to see. Yeah.
That's really funny. So yeah, but maybe we there's no way of knowing. Probably not. Let's face it, probably not. Okay, we'll do two more questions from the chat and then we will call it. Let's see here. I thought this one was good from Derek. We appreciate the support. Derek, what actor, living or dead, would you love to see in a Ghostbusters movie, cameo or extended role? Would you love to see in a GB movie? And why is it Paul Lynde?
I can think of two actors.
Wait, who's Paul Lynde?
I was about to say, who the fuck is Paul Lynde?
Voice of Templeton the Rat, like from Charlotte's Web, the animated movie. He's like got a fun.
This has to be like an inside joke flamboyant that we don't know.
Yeah,
about.
I mentioned Paul Lynde on from that Templeton, exactly. I can say two people that I can think of. One of them is dead that I would love to see in the original Ghostbusters if it would have been possible for her, and that's Gilda Radner. I'm a huge fan of hers, and I've always thought she was like hilarious, and from the old SNL cast, and obviously her and Bill Murray.
She was definitely alive when they made Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but just wasn't.
Thanks, guys.
Cat situation. I love Gilda Radner. I think she's hilarious. She was part of that group, both yeah, Dan and Bill.
That's a great answer.
There goes a cat. I would say living Amy Sedaris. I think she's hilarious and she would gel and bring like an actual like original polarity to it. And I'm just feeling like I love her. Yeah. So I'll put her down.
Good one. Jacob, do you want a second to think about it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't have anything in mind, but I would want, like, if I could pick, I would want somebody to play a villain that's going to be like a very non kind of, you know how like with Viggo, the guy who voiced Viggo is the dude from The Exorcist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I always liked that casting. There's something fun about making the villain somebody who could truly be menacing and scary. Never funny. I don't want him telling any joke. You know, like, can you imagine like somebody like Daniel Day-Lewis playing a villain
in Ghostbusters?
Against a Ghostbusters? Like, it would be such a weird, it would just be like such a weird thing. And I'm not saying him. I just, that's what I would want. I would want somebody like who's got real acting chops.
Yeah. Right.
Like an actor.
To validate and bring gravity.
Yeah.
Sounds, yeah, I get it. I love it.
But I mean, hey, if you would have asked me before Afterlife came out, my answer would have been J.K. Simmons.
Isn't that,
you know,
crazy?
Like that would have been my answer. Yeah, that probably would have been my answer, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I've got a lot of favorite actors. I don't know if I want to see them in Ghostbusters. Like, I don't think anybody here wants to hear about how I think Ben Affleck would make a great Ghostbusters.
Ugh, because you don't
Here, I'll throw something at you. Now, obviously, now this wouldn't happen, but in his prime, I think Michael J. Fox would have been a pretty cool Ghostbuster.
I agree with that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Playing some version of Marty McFly. Just kind of,
yeah, he almost young, has, like,
yeah, like
early
if,
20s.
If they did Ghostbusters 2 in 1987 and they brought in a new recruit, and it was basically him like, you're telling me put a ghost this box? That's a horrible impression.
that sounded more like
yeah, I know what you're about to say.
I can't remember his name.
Me either.
The guy that everybody does his voice.
All right.
Dead Zone. Chris, the ice is going to break.
What? Who's that?
Walken.
Christopher Walken. Okay.
Yeah, he'd be like a good villain in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he would be a good villain.
Yeah, he would. I loved him in Severance.
He's like, they came at slime. It's bad. It's bad slime. It's all over me. It's not good. Anyways. I'm the only person in the world who can't
don't do
this.
Do any more impressions.
Yeah.
Your privileges are removed.
Actually, I've seen The Frighteners, and it's great. Mm-hmm. That's a great movie. There's a lot of people who I think over the years would have made great Ghostbusters. But as far as like, I do like that idea of like a serious, you know, thoroughbred actor, like a Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Or a Christopher Walken or like an Al Pacino. Right. By the way, what's that movie where Al Pacino is the devil? That movie's great.
The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, that one. That's awesome.
Is it? I
love that. Yeah, it's good.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I think it's kind of a tease.
It's not.
He's great in it.
Payoff is not.
It's one of those ones where you're like, man, Keanu Reeves is great. And then you watch that movie and go, what happened there?
Kens.
Ryan Dole, we'll give him the last comment of the night, says Kirk Cameron. Ralph Macchio, Michael J. Fox, and one of the Coreys would all be great Ghostbusters. Yeah, Corey Feldman, now, today, should be the new Ghostbusters. That's what I want. And his women and all that shit.
AJ Quick said Bill Paxton. I would watch that.
Oh, yeah, because Bill Paxton has like a... You know what? That's a really good, like, no joke. Bill Paxton has a similar energy to Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
Because he's passionate about the things he cares about.
Motivated. Yeah. The general excitement and approach to it and the love of the work is very similar.
Third clone Michael Keaton. Yes. From Multiplicity.
Multiplicity.
Oh, fucking God. Well, listen, guys, this was a lot of fun tonight. I really like this format. I think we're kind of figuring out what this is, and we appreciate you being here. We had more people watching live than the last couple episodes, so we absolutely love that. We hope you subscribe to the channel. Stick around for more of these. Jacob, any final thoughts?
Well, I just want to say next week we're going to be back on not next week, but 2 weeks from now it'll be back on Thursday.
Back on Thursday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
it's only on... Wait, is something happening that Thursday?
I think that's the night Guardians of the Galaxy comes out. So, babe, we'll figure it out.
Tomorrow, mommy's going to be with the maggots, and then Thursday, Guardians.
Jake, are you going to see Guardians opening night?
Maybe.
Come on, dude. You got to do it. No, I know. I can't convince you.
Maybe. We'll see.
Marvel's going to have to earn Jacob's respect back and mine.
Yeah, I trust James Gunn. That's me.
Oh, yeah. Well, then why did he leave? The first time. Oh, never mind.
It wasn't his choice.
Yeah, that was a fucked up situation.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure out the schedule, but we do appreciate you guys being here. It's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you for hanging out.
It feels like classic YHS, just with live stuff.
Yeah, and also, if this goes according to plan, major breaking Ghostbusters news will happen tomorrow morning, because it always happens the day after we record.
Yes. Yeah.
Abigail, final thought?
Yeah. Keep watching and stay tuned to YHS. And thank you for being here. Subscribe, like the video, all that kind of stuff.
I love this comment.
Super nice.
Bill Skarsgård could be a good bad guy. That is true.
That is true. That is true.
Stellan Skarsgård. That guy's a good actor.
Any of the Skarsgårds, honestly.
Any Skarsgård will do.
Any of them Skarsgårds. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, I've had a lot of fun. Thank you so much to folks in the Patreon Discord for providing some good questions. You can find us all over the internet at YHS Podcast on Twitter as well as Instagram. You can join us here every other Thursday for Ghostbusters Radio Live. The regular episodes of YHS will also drop on this channel. And then we've got Toy Anxiety and all the other stuff we do. We appreciate it. We appreciate you being here. Super excited that they're making more Ghostbusters movies. Keeps us busy, right? If they ever stop, we're going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mutual agreement that we have. No, we're not. We'll just be like in 20 years, like, guys, it's been 15 years since it's been a Ghostbusters movie. You think
they do anything for Ghostbusters Day?
Are they going to unfreeze Dan Aykroyd this year?
They're going to unthaw Dan Aykroyd at Ghostbusters Day for the 70th anniversary of Ghostbusters.
Dude, with crystal head vodka.
The unthawing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, Derek. Don't buy the Two-Face. I found him today. Thank you.
Yeah, don't. We went down to pick up Two-Face, actually.
Well, we went to get toothpaste, and we ended up with Two-Face. For Abigail Gardner.
Don't get those two mixed up in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a podcast name. From toothpaste to Two-Face.
Yeah.
You're talking villains and bathroom amenities.
It's fun to say. It's fun to say toothpaste and Two-Face. Toothpaste. Okay. Losing my mind. That's fine. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Hope you see Evil Dead Rise. Hope you see Bo is Afraid. We're going to probably review both of those movies.
Yeah,
okay?
For sure. Next week.
Until next time, my name is Craig Goldberg. For Abigail Gardner, Jacob Walsh saying thank you for joining YHS Podcast Ghostbusters Radio Live. As always, stay tough, Marshmallow fans. I always like saying it if I remember it. Bye.
You did.
Bye. There we go.
Bye, y'all. Don't light a fire. And roast marshmallows.
Bye.
Bye.
Radio Live.